The fourth and final report into the nuclear meltdowns at Fukushima has been released. The government-appointed panel has found that the operator, TEPCO, botched its response to the disaster. It says its measures to avoid reactor meltdowns were full of holes, but the Prime Minister of the day and the nuclear regulators don't come out of the disaster much better. Our North Asia correspondent Mark Willacy joins us on the line from Tokyo. Mark, what does this add to previous reports?
Well, it doesn't add a great deal over and above what we saw from the parliamentary panel. Its report was released on July the 5th, so just a couple of weeks ago, and it was quite critical. It said this accident was a man-made disaster, the result of collusion between the government, regulators and TEPCO. Now, this is the government report. It's the government panel, and it sort of picks up where that report left off, although it doesn't add a lot. It does say that TEPCO mishandled its response to the crisis, that its anti-disasters measures were, as you said, quote, full of holes, unquote. They were overly confident of safety, nuclear safety. And the report says TEPCO's ability to respond to a crisis was weak because employees were not trained to think flexibly. So the report really does say the company did believe in the so-called nuclear safety myth, a groundless myth, according to investigators.
So the nuclear safety myth, the regulators believed in that as well. What is the nuclear safety myth?
Well, basically, that nuclear power is the safest form of power generation, that really, if you have all the safety measures in place, then it is the best way, the most efficient way, the most environmentally friendly way, and the safest way to generate power. And as you mentioned, the nuclear regulators also swallowed that safety myth. This report accuses them of being overly confident about that myth as well. The report says they were obsessed by the nuclear safety myth, that Japan's peak nuclear safety body, even it strongly opposed a plan 6 years ago, so about 5 years before this disaster, to enhance preparedness for a possible nuclear disaster. And the reason it did that, Mark, was it feared that that would simply scare communities that live near nuclear power plants. Some incredible logic there.
I was going to say, this actually is not just about the reaction on the day. It's about the history, isn't it? And particularly the fact that they were prepared to believe that reactors that were built in the early 70s by General Electric were as safe as reactors that were built, you know, a year ago.
That's right. And it's basically saying that there were warnings, there were hints there that all their safety planning wasn't enough, that really these companies, like TEPCO, also the regulators, lacked the imagination to believe that a large tsunami could strike one of these plants, that they just really put their fingers in their ears and they didn't want to listen. But I have to say, Mark, this report is also fairly critical of the then Prime Minister, Naoto Kan, as well. Like the previous parliamentary report, it says Mr. Kan meddled too much in the response to the crisis. It said that Mr. Kan did more harm than good, that he caused confusion amongst plant workers because they didn't know who they were supposed to take their orders off, the government or their superiors in TEPCO. So really, everyone gets a clip in the ear here. The thing that has to be mentioned, though, Mark, is that like the other three reports that we've seen before, this one does not call for charges, criminal or otherwise, against anyone involved in this crisis. It will sheet home a lot of blame, but no one is going to be held responsible.
And you've had quite a lot of contact with Naoto Kan, the former Prime Minister, as listeners will know, because you've interviewed him. Have you spoken to him today about this?
No, I haven't, but I have to say that one of the things Mr. Kan did want this report to clear up was his claim that TEPCO did plan to pull its workers out of the crippled Fukushima plant and that he had to order them to stay. Well, this report is saying it can't determine whether TEPCO did intend to withdraw from the plant. So that's a blow to Mr. Kan because that was one of his key pieces of evidence, that TEPCO was planning to pull out, that he had to really take charge, that he had to meddle, because TEPCO was going to abandon the plant. It was really wiping its hands of this disaster, saying it's out of control, it's gone too far, we have to get the workers out. Now, that hasn't been proved by this report.
Mark Willacy, our Tokyo correspondent, thank you very much.